Hot dog buns. Who knew? It's a secret to the best stuffing. Hot dog buns, people.
I didn't know.
It's really good. At one point, my mom and I were making the stuffing because she uses like hot dog buns and one package of like the Pepperidge Farm mix. Mm-hmm. Like she likes both kinds of things. And when we were grocery shopping at the Publix, which also feels very like exotic to me in Southern, like, because we don't have Publix in Chicago. Right. And I hear like Big Fatty talk about the Publix all the time. So I'm shopping at the Publix with my mom and she's like, you should get some sausage for the stuffing. I'm like, okay. And she's like, no, you need two things of sausage. I'm like, really? That's sausage-y. Like a lot of sausage. At one point I'm making, I'm making this stuffing and my mom and I just start laughing because I'm mixing it with my hands. I'm like, mom, this is meatloaf with some breadcrumbs in it. Like with like just a couple bread speckles.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Very like exotic to me in Southern.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 1113. The BFO for Thirsty, the 3rd of May 2012. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all have got my list here, and on my list is nothing. Nothing. Big Fatty, another train wreck. Hello, Glovies! Big Fatty, you're going old school on us today. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. I'm gonna tell you, for the next two, I say 2 days at the coal mine, it's just gonna be crazy, y'all. It is just gonna be crazy. So anyway, that's all I got to say. Y'all, Granny and Miss Porter are leaving later today on Thursday. Y'all, they're going over to the Horror Hotel because, y'all, there's a big horror event going on over there this coming weekend, and Big Fatty's not going to be able to attend it. Big Fatty, I know you are just heartbroken. And so, y'all, they're heading on over there, and they'll be over there till Sunday. So, y'all, I may not even be going out to the on Saturday night. So y'all, you know, the weekend is and y'all, the thing is, it's a full moon this weekend. Big Fatty, how appropriate with the 7th of May coming up. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, a full moon this weekend, and then on Monday, of course, is the Vons. The Vons' 56th birthday. And not that she's mentioned it at all on her little show, but y'all, you know, old Vonzie, this time last year, y'all, she went grocery shopping, and y'all, she bought all that shit and just talked about eating all that shit, and poor Myron had to have a can of some canned chili and a banana, and y'all, she bought the avocados and the that stuff called, the liver sausage stuff, in the dairy case, and y'all, then she bought the pizza rolls and she bought some sort of hamburgers, and y'all, there was just all kinds of stuff. Y'all, I went looking for the old episode from last year so I could play for you, although her describing all the food that she had eaten on her celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, of course, you know the WWW died, so you know all those old shows are gone. They're gone. They're just gone. They're gone forever. Forever and ever. Amen. Yes, Big Fatty. Thank hydrogen. Anyway, so, but y'all, you know, the Vines always, she had that Amazon wish list there for a while, and y'all, she always used to think that she was a whore. She was a whore for having that. She's a whore. And, but y'all, we have reached a new level of y'all, she is not a whore anymore. She is the madam of the house now. She is the head whore. Big Freddy, the head whore. Does that mean, never mind.
Because y'all, she now has a donate button. So y'all, if you're running behind on getting a little gift out there to Walnut Hills, y'all, you can always just hit the donate button, Big Fatty. The donate button. Just send cash, y'all, because that's the ultimate whore. Big Fatty, you're going to get yourself in so much trouble. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just so much trouble. So, there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, y'all, I urge each and every one of you, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal today, because y'all, today, the 3rd of May, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the chairman of the board of the RNL podcast. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. The RNL Podcasting Network, y'all. Mr. Rob Nelson, Linda Magoo, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, talking about the Vonzies. Yo. Y'all, it is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And, y'all, he's not nearly as old as the Vons. Yo, hey, yo. Will be on Monday. But, y'all, he's in that Angels in America little show up there in the Chicago's, which I would encourage all of the Chicago listeners to go and see, because it's lovely. It's just lovely. Big Fatty, is it a musical? No, I don't think it's a musical. But anyway, so happy birthday to the chairman of the board, Big Fatty. Will there be cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm behind on spotting Big Fatty again. Y'all, I think the last time we were over here, Big Fatty was that lizard, that horned frog or something. I don't know. But y'all, then Big Fatty celebrated Pigs in a Blanket Day, and there's Big Fatty in the croissants. The croissants, as the Hatterina says. And there was Administrative Professionals Day, and there was Big Fatty answering the phone. Big Fatty, you're so talented. And then Big Fatty celebrated National Pretzel Day, y'all. It looks like the pretzel looks like some kind of giant mustache, like that crazy Mexican Hat M has. Y'all, then there was National Prime Rib Day. Y'all, this is very... The National Prime Rib Day is amazing looking, because you slice it and there's Big Fatty's head on the meat. Big Fatty, we didn't hear about your head on the meat. And then, y'all, Patrick Plain up there in New York, so nice they named it twice, said he saw Big Fatty in his new pink carpet look for Pride 48. Y'all, it looks like Big Fatty's a giant penis. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, you know Big Fatty loves to podcast with pants off. Yes, Big Fatty, it's vulgar, but we're used to it. Y'all, I gotta tell them on myself. This is full disclosure. Big Fatty, here we go. Y'all, before I sat down to record the little show, y'all, I started to saute some onions in the pan on the stovetop, because y'all, I was going to make me a little more spaghetti sauce. It was so good the other day when I made it. It was just lovely. The only difference is I don't have the Italian sausages to go in it this time, but that's all right. I've got me some ground beef and onions and the tomato sauce. Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I was sauteing the onions, and then I put the meat in there. And I put the lid on there, and I came back and was getting ready for the little show. And y'all, I went back, and y'all, I was kind of, you know how you kind of take the spatula and you chop, you know, you chop the ground beef to kind of separate it into smaller little bites and everything? Well, y'all, I chopped it, and y'all, some of the grease split. And let me just say, the meat in the pan was not the only meat that was getting cooked. Beef! We do not need to hear about an injured penis. Anyway, y'all, I'm going to have to get a medicated salve, I think. Big Fatty, please.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from
Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, today's Axe Big Fatty comes to us from, in an e-letter, from that Moose P. Y'all, you know he was the 2010 number one fan of the BFO. And y'all, speaking of that, I'll get to that in a few minutes. It says, "Hey, Harry Big Fatty, I have an Axe Big Fatty question for you. How do you come up with stuff to talk about for 100 minutes a week? I mean, I can't think of things to say in a 5-minute audio boo. I can't imagine how you do this podcast 5 days a week. And are always interesting, Moose." Well, Moose, thank you very much. That's a lovely question. Moose, I don't have an answer for it, okay? But y'all, I just get on here and I natter. It is not as if I lay in the bed and prepare notes or something like that as I watch the Waltons or watch Netflix streaming. Because, y'all, I don't know anybody that does that. But, y'all, I mean, it's not like I have a little catchy phrase or anything at the beginning of my little show. And, y'all, I certainly don't do any research, that's for sure. But, Moose, I guess that's the magic of Big Fatty, is that he just gets on there and natters. Plus, y'all, Big Fatty has never promised anything to you other than the most ruined podcast. And y'all, I am proud to say, I deliver it 5 days a week.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I know I'm going to hear about that Netflix streaming song because, you know, all I do is steal. Y'all, I wouldn't know Netflix streaming songs if I hadn't heard them from an authority. So, anyway, y'all, I'm going to go over here. Oh, y'all, I know what I'm going to do. Y'all, I hadn't been over to the Twitty in a while to see if I have any new follower requests. And, y'all, I was over there the other day, I had 18. So, y'all, remember, if you want to follow Big Fatty, y'all, you're going to have to, you have to let Big Fatty know that you have sent a follower. Your Big Fatty, what are you talking about? Y'all, all of a sudden, this isn't working right. Why, that doesn't look right. Why does that look different? Where do I find that now? Direct message, I don't want that. View my profile page, is that what I want? That's what you want, Big Fatty. No, I don't want profile. I want to, where's the home? Home. Well, y'all, it had on there the other day how many Twitter requests you had. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. You should have done this before you got on the little show about it. Let's try it again, y'all. Twitter.com. Twitter follower request. Let's try that. Well, y'all, it took me back to my profile page. Your pending follower request. Y'all, there's nothing there now. Big Fatty, give it a second. It's still spinning. Y'all, this is fabulous. This is fabulous podcasting. Y'all, the WWW here in the Fat Cave has been very slow here today. I don't know why, but it has been. Big Fatty, it's not as slow as listening to it. That's for damn sure. Y'all just got a message from that Kathy Bacon. You know, she had a post over there at the BFO, and y'all, you're always welcome to go over to the BFO and post. And y'all, you can call the listener line too. You know, that always helps to fill the 20 minutes that Moose was talking about. But y'all, I don't know why this is taking so long. So we're not going to do this today. Big Fatty boy, it's something to look forward to know we'll do that later. But y'all, Miss Bacon says, is it just me, or does your Brinchel wine sound like your Kim Beaver sheep sound? Y'all, I don't have any idea what she's talking about. I think, I think Kim Beaver's sheep are much more intelligent than that Brinchel. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Stephen the Ock sent me a little something. I'm over here at the E-Letters now, and y'all, it says that it was the Beginner's Guide to Bacon, and it says, should you eat that bacon? Y'all, there's a flow chart. Who doesn't love a flow chart? Yes, Big Fatty, we love a flow chart. And y'all, it says, should I eat bacon? And then it says, do you want to feel like angels are frolicking on your taste buds? And if the answer is yes, then you eat it. If it's no, then you've clearly never tasted bacon and you should eat it. Or yes, but I'm afraid bacon will kill me. And then, y'all, after that, it says, well, are you a coward? I am not a coward. Then eat the bacon. If you are a coward, then bacon will turn you into a true warrior. Y'all, it is true. It is true. Bacon will turn you into a true warrior. Y'all, and speaking of the Vons, yo, hey, yo. Don't forget, she loves that See's Candies bridge mix, y'all. Y'all, a good 4-pound box of that, and y'all, that'll put her into a diabetic coma for about an hour. Anyway, it's all good. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of diabetic comas and what a 4-pound box of See's Candies will do to you, y'all, there's a story here from David in Denver about a homeless man's funeral. Y'all, as a bagpiper, I played many gigs. Recently, I was asked by a funeral director to play at the graveside service for a homeless man. He had no family or friends, so the service was to be at a pauper's cemetery in the Kentucky backcountry. As I was not familiar with the backwoods, I got lost, and being a typical male, I did not stop for directions. I finally arrived an hour late and saw the funeral guy had evidently gone, and the hearse was nowhere in sight. But there were only the diggers and crew left, and they were eating lunch. I felt badly and apologized to the men for being late. I then went to the side of the grave, looked down, and the vault lid was already in place. I didn't know what else to do, so I started to play. The workers put down their lunches and began to gather round. I played out my heart and soul for this man with no family and friends. I played like I'd never played before for this homeless man. And as I played Amazing Grace, the workers began to weep. They wept. I wept. We all wept together. And when I finished, I packed up my bagpipes and started for my car. Though my head hung low, my heart was full. As I opened the door to the car, I heard one of the workers say, I never seen nothing like that before, and I've been putting in septic tanks for 20 years. Big Freddy, that's a good one! Apparently he's still lost. You know, it's a man thing. Big Fatty, don't you know it? Well, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. And if you're so inclined, go and enjoy the installation of a septic tank. Y'all, doing that? How would you describe that, Rob?
Very, like, exotic to me in Southern.
Oh, yeah, we do that every weekend in the South.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.